Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Now the subject of promotion is found throughout the Bible. God has scheduled seasons of promotion for your life. And those seasons of promotion correspond with your purpose. The scriptures are filled with examples of that fact. Abraham, who was childless, was promoted to become the father of nations. Joseph, a slave, was promoted to vice president over Egypt. There was Moses and Joshua and Elisha, David and Daniel, and of course, Jesus Himself. And like these men, God has scheduled your promotion as well. Too often in this life, we focus upon a superior, a manager, or a supervisor as being the one who initiates our promotions in life. After all, they review our performance, they rate us and exceeds, they sign the paperwork. They give us a new title and a new position. They make the announcement to the staff. We have a new workspace, more responsibility, a salary increase between 2% and 5%. And they tell you that's a good increase. You see, many are aware of the natural process, but unaware of how promotion really comes. Turn with me in your Bible to Psalm 75 verses 6 and 7, because we're going to see now how promotion really comes. Psalm chapter 75 verses 6 and 7. The Bible says, "For promotion comes neither from the east nor the west nor from the south, but God is the judge. He puts down one and he exalts another." That word judge there in the Hebrew means to pronounce sentence. God observes our work ethic and decides if and when we receive a promotion. Now, some may say, "Pastor, aren't you stretching that point? My manager possesses the influence over my career at my workplace." Well, yes, that's true. But God has influence over your manager and your superiors. Write this scripture down. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 1. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 1 says, "The king's heart is like a stream of water directed by the Lord. He turns it wherever he pleases." In other words, God will cause a person to give you a promotion whether they like it or not. Have you ever sat in a manager's office and received a promotion and they said to you, "I don't know why I'm giving you this promotion," or, "I don't know why I'm giving you this much money, but I'm doing it"? Well, it's that scripture. The king's heart is like a stream of water directed by the Lord. God is the one who directs our promotions. And let me say something else here. There is no separation between the workplace or occupation and our ministry. Your workplace is considered your ministry to God. You are serving God there just like you're serving Him at home, just like you serve Him in the church. I want you to listen to what the scripture says about this. Colossians chapter 3, verses 22 and 24. Now, turn with me to these scriptures, or at least write them down, because, folks, you need to understand God's principles for promotion. We're going to be sharing some things today that will really help you to understand how God brings promotion into your life. Verse 22 states, "Servants, in all things obey those who are your masters on earth." Now, this can apply to your manager or to your supervisor when you go to work. not with eye service as those who merely are men pleasers. Boy, we know people like that, don't we? But with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Now, that's a new approach. When you go to church, look at your manager, look at your supervisor, and know that the work that you're doing, you should be doing from the heart, realizing that God is watching you. It goes on to say, whatever you do, do it in sincerity and work from the heart as unto the Lord rather than for man, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward. It is the Lord Christ whom you are serving. So when you go to work this week, realize I'm serving Jesus. I'm sitting at this desk, I'm working on this computer, or I'm doing these things now, but I'm really serving the Lord in all that I do. Now, this is interesting that even when your supervisor is mean, the Word of God reminds us to be good workers and endure it as long as we're there. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 18 and 22. Write the scripture down. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 18 to 22. States, servants, be submissive to your masters. That word master there means one who rules over you. It goes on to say, with all respect, not only to those who are good and gentle, but also to those who are unreasonable. What about that scripture? Now, why should we do this? The Bible goes on to say, for this finds favor with God. For what credit is there if you, when you sin and are harshly treated, endure it with patience? But if when you do what is right and you suffer for it and you patiently endure it, this finds favor with God. For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was there any deceit found in his mouth. So we see whether we have a good manager or one that is unreasonable, God still expects us to behave the same. Now, how can we do that? Because we're serving him. Our true boss in heaven is the one we're serving. God never meant for the entire body of Christ to all be employed in the church. I hope you realize that. The Bible says that we are more effective for God in the marketplace, influencing others for Christ. You see, Jesus said we are the light of the world. That means we have to be out influencing people in the world. The early church had such a wonderful reputation in the world. Acts chapter 2 and 46 says that the early church continued on one accord, breaking bread from house to house, praising God, and having favor with all men. And as a result, the Lord added to the church daily. See, God has granted us favor and influence with our co-workers, our vendors, the service account reps. He's done all of that so that you can witness to them about the love of God. And God has placed you where you are to bring promotion to your life. Now, how many of you are glad that your promotion is not really in the hands of your manager and supervisor? You know, I said that God wants to bring promotion to every one of our lives. However, if you don't understand God's principles regarding promotion, you may become a little discouraged, a little disillusioned, and maybe even a little angry. Because when God begins to take us to the next level, it always starts with testing. In your life, it'll appear as though the events will begin to get better. And then suddenly opposition will come. You will be attacked by the enemy. Circumstances will change. You may be misunderstood. Your favor may turn suddenly to reproach. You will feel like giving up. If you are experiencing any of these things, I have good news for you. You're about to get a promotion. One of the principles of promotion is the test of humility. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 12 says, "Before honor is humility." Now, there are several tests God will allow you to encounter before promotion. The first test is humility and submission. James chapter 4 and 10 says, "Humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord, and he will exalt you." You see, a prerequisite for promotion is your humility and submission to God. Regardless of your circumstances, submit yourself to the sovereignty of God. There's something you must always remember in life. God is in control. Now, some of the promotions that God has planned for us have been delayed because we failed to pass this test. Listen to what 1 Peter 5 and 6 says. "Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time." You see, your promotion is tied to your submission. God has established a specific timetable for your life to accomplish the purpose that he gave you. Are you aware that you've been given a predetermined period of time to live? Within that time frame, God appointed the time of your birth and every season of your purpose. Ecclesiastes 3 and 1 says it, "To everything there is a season, and to every time a purpose under the heavens."
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Now, Pastor Steve would like to invite you to a very special event.
This is Pastor Steve, and I want to invite you to our Week of Consecration and Prophetic Ministry, January 22nd through the 24th at 7:30 p.m. The theme of our consecration is operating in supernatural faith, favor, and success. God wants to equip you with victory regardless of the opposition you face. I will be teaching from the Word of God to show you how. I will be sharing every night scriptural insights for breakthrough success. These services will be absolutely life-changing. God desires to prepare you this year to reach your divine potential. Invite family and friends. This is a spiritual opportunity you don't want to miss. I look forward to praying for you. Now let's get back into today's message. The events of our lives were designed to progress according to God's time schedule, not ours. The question we should be asking right now is, are we cooperating with God's timing, or are we delaying him by our behavior? When God begins to take us up to a place of honor, it will always begin with testing. We see this very clearly in the life of Jesus. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 3 and verse 16. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. It states, when he had been baptized, listen to these words, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." God was promoting him. The scripture says Jesus came up. He came up out of the water, and God began to exalt his Son in the eyes of the people because he spoke this word, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." Now read the next scripture with me, though. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 1. Then Jesus was, once again, led up. See, anytime you're going up, that speaks of promotion. God is taking you up. It states Jesus was led up, this time by the Spirit. Where? Into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Whenever God begins to bring promotion in your life, he takes you up to be tested. Now, each of Jesus' temptations dealt with an issue about submission to the plan of God and God's timing for his life. Now, our flesh longs for instant gratification, if we were to be honest. That is why the fast food business is a billion-dollar industry. One marketing slogan is fresh, hot, and now. Now, I can assure you that that slogan is not the way God brings promotion. Listen to what Matthew chapter 4, verses 3 and 5 says. Now, when the tempter came to Jesus, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But Jesus answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." You see, the devil was trying to tempt Jesus to act independently of God's will and timing to satisfy one of his personal needs. And how many times does the devil do that to us today? You feel something, you need something, you would like something, and there he is saying, "Get it. You can have this." But Jesus remained submitted to the word of God. When Jesus said that verse, and I'll read it again, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God," he was actually saying, whatever we desire, let's examine what the Bible says about it. Now, let's just be real. After 40 days, there's no question Jesus was hungry. Yet he humbled himself to obey God's word. If he can do it, you can do it. Now, we all know the devil's method of operation agrees with our flesh. Instant gratification. Whatever you want, get it. Do it. Don't wait. Do not be submitted to God's word. We will all be tempted to do things our way. Without permission, without accountability. These are some of the things that you've heard the devil already say. "You know what you're doing. Why do you have to ask? You're not a child. Why do you need to check in with anybody? Rules were made to be broken." See, the devil will agree with any thought and behavior that makes it easy for you to satisfy your flesh. So don't question whether it's God or the devil talking to you when it's something that departs from his word. If you ever see a man who is tall, dark, and handsome, and he's someone else's husband, don't think that the Lord said, "That's yours." That's the wrong spirit. And it's the wrong spirit that also tells you that, you know, we don't need to be married. If we just simply love each other, it's enough for us to become intimate with one another. Wrong spirit. The devil will agree with any thought and any behavior that is easy to satisfy your flesh. Listen to what Jesus said about the devil in Mark chapter 8 and 33. He said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are not setting your mind on God's interest, but man's." The devil works in concert with our flesh. He does everything in his power to encourage us to walk out from under the word of God and to fulfill whatever we desire to do. Now let's go back to Matthew chapter 4 and 5. And let's see the next temptation connected with promotion. Matthew chapter 4, verses 5 and 7. Now this is interesting because it begins by saying, once again, Jesus is taken up. But look at the words here. This time he's taken up by the devil. Isn't it interesting that when God is about to promote you, the devil recognizes that and begins to get involved? See, he comes to confuse you about how the promotion should take place. Verse 5 says, "Then the devil took him up, See, first, the Bible says Jesus came out of the water and the Father spoke. And then it says the Holy Spirit took him up. But now the Bible tells us, and then the devil took him up. He took him up into the holy city, set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and he said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it's written, the devil knows how to quote scripture too. Just because people know how to quote scripture, it doesn't mean that that's what God is saying. The devil said, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Now, Jesus, it does say that. Jesus turned around and said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Now, what the devil had just done was he tempted Jesus to believe that he should be in control of God's destiny for his life. And he does the same thing with us. When God doesn't move fast enough, God needs some help. Or I missed God. I must have missed him because God would not have me here. God would have me there. Where I am right now is inconsistent with the promises that God gave me. This can't be God. The devil will try to get you to take your destiny into your own hands. He said to Jesus, cast yourself down. God's promised to send angels to catch you. Jesus said, we are not to test or entice God to follow our request. Now, saints, this is something we need to think about, because everything you pray is not the will of God. And you must be willing to submit to the plan of God for your life. There are many people who have prayed for God to do things, but they've prayed amiss, like the Bible said. But they've gone ahead and they've done it anyway. And then they come back to God on their knees and they say, oh, God, oh, I should have listened to you, Lord. I repent. But now, oh, God, bless this mess. God is not going to bless your mess. You see, do people really say that? Abraham did. When Abraham went ahead and had a child through Sarah's maid, he went to God and God said, Abraham, you're going to have a son just like I promised you. And Abraham said these words to God, oh, that Ishmael would live before you. Oh, in other words, oh, Lord, let Ishmael be your choice. And God said, Ishmael will be blessed, but Ishmael is not my choice. I had a plan for your life, and I will not alter my plan because you made a mistake. Sometimes we have to live without mistakes, and God won't even bless them. You see, Jesus was saying, our lives are to comply with the will of God. It's consistent with what he said when he was telling us how to pray. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, he said, after this manner, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth, in other words, in my life, as it is in heaven. Regardless of our giftings and our abilities, saints, humility, not pride or boasting, is what will bring promotion.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is titled, Principles of God's Promotion. This is part one. Now Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I would love to pray with you. I do not know your needs, but God does. Heavenly Father, We come to you today in the name of Jesus, asking you to meet every need of every listener. Save, deliver, protect, and provide for us. We place our trust in you. You promised if we call upon you, you would answer us. Thank you in advance for the answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.